Erev Simon Tov Kuf Yud Sif Beis. Habara Kineas B'Yamtiv. So Bara on Yamtiv is one of the malachas which we're going to say it's Mutter on Yamtiv. It's part of the process of Heter of Eichel Nefesh. So therefore, as opposed to on Shabbos, the malacha is a person's Bara Kineas, which means the beans from, let's say, the pods, stems, whatever it is that are together, baraka darko, he can be baraka darko, do it in a normal fashion, which means whatever is easier. So if it's easier to take the psalus away from the oichel, so on Shabbos that's obviously also, you can't take the bad from the good, you have to take the good from the bad. But you don't think you can take the bad from the good. Baraka darka, but cheka ubatamchi, whether it does it.
You can take the bad
from the good.
Only on Shabbos?
Shabbos is us. Becheka.
Or even on Yom
Tov. You can do a becheka, which means on and his lap, which means it's by hands. Ubatamchi, you can do it using a bowl. Like we discussed before yesterday, the idea of using you would put it in and you roll it around, so the lighter things go to the top and the heavier things go to the bottom. So that's not mamash. It's using a kli, so be also on Shabbos, but it's not a kli which would be the rice. It's not the derech gomer to do it. The Ramah adds, "This is mutter rotsa lochel b'bayyam. It's only mutter if you want to eat it on only mutter if you want to eat it on that day on Yom Tov." You can't use the tavla, which again was did on the table. I'm not sure exactly how they did it on the tavla, or napa or kvora, which is a sieve or a sifter. And often is a sifter, and kvora is a sieve. But the word k'shayachum ruba l'psalus. This is what you're allowed to do. The psalus from the oichol. The idea is do the lesser tircha. If there's more oichel than psoilus, so the proper thing to do and Yom Tov is to take the psoilus, which is less from the oichel. It's much more tircha to take the oichel, which is more, away from the psoilus, which is less. So take the psoilus out. However, in a scenario where the psoilus was more, so then, baris oichel menichas psoilus. In that situation, we expect you to take the oichel from the psoilus. Not because that's how you do it on Shabbos, because that's the lesser tircha, and we expect you to do the lesser tircha on Yom Tov. But if even if the case where let's say the psalus was more, even though the oichel was more, so if the oichel is more, we say take the psalus because there's more. Unless pselus, it's easier to take the pselus out. But let's say, for whatever reason, it'd be harder to take the pselus out than taking the oichel. And how you tarech briris pselus min oichel yosim tarech briris oichel min pselus al bishoach meruba baris oichel meniachas pselus. So the point is always do the one which is less tircha. So the simplest understanding would be depending on which one's greater. And taking the smaller amount out is easier than taking the larger amount out. But sometimes that's not true. So in that situation, you take the one which is less tircha. Mishabur says, let's say for example that the psarlis was a lot of very very thin, light things, and they're very hard to get your hand on them and pull them away. Whereas the oichel is heavier and it's larger pieces, so those are easier to get your hand on. So even though that'll be more, but it'll still be less tircha. You have these nuts. I think luzim the chest is chestnuts. I think botnim is. I'm not sure what happened. It's I don't remember. So you broke them apart already, which means you did the part of breaking them out of the shells, but they're still sitting in the shell. So mikriya klipa psalus, So we don't consider the klipa at this point in time, so it's still there, holding on and taking care of the what's inside of it. So once you break them, you actually take the contents of the shell out of the shell. So you say, okay, now you have this empty shell, which is useless, which now is psoilus, and the contents, which is food, which is oichel. But what, as long as the oichel is still inside of the shell, so what that means is that the shell is functioning, is protecting, taking care of the oichel, so then it's considered part of the oichel. So it's not two different meaning. There's an issue of barer. It's considered 1 min at that point in time, and the barer assumes that it's the barer always assumes it has to be two different things. You can't have barer of two of the same things. There has to be a mixture, and then you're being barer out of the mixture. The mixture assumes that there's two different items there. If there's all one item, it's not called a mixture. I have five pieces of chicken, so that's five pieces of chicken.
What did you say? We'll lose the same one?
I think those are chestnuts, but I'm not sure.
You're saying if you have a bowl of apples and some are rotten?
So once you make them rotten, so now there's two different minim. There's.
Call that different minim?
Because there's good apples and bad apples. But if let's say I have some large apples and small apples, or I have some sweeter apples or less sweet apples. The Mishnah Berurah is Masupik. If you look, you call sour and sweet as sort of a minim or not.
What do you say about like the dirt on the apple?
The dirt on the apple theoretically might be a problem, depending on how, if there's significant dirt there, there might be a problem. But in general, we hold washing something is not considered burr, which is Mishnah talks about. Why is it not burr? Why do you take your plate? So you have your dirt on the plate and you wash the plate. Why isn't that a problem of burr? Right. You're taking the pselus, you're using the water to wash away the pselus off of the oichel, pselus, the oichel being the plate which you want to use. And says because it's clearly distinct what the plate is and where the dirt is. So as long as that's distinct, again, you don't have a tarubas. So the burr assumes a tarubas. So tarubas assumes it's two different minim, and then it assumes that the two minim are together in a tarubas now. So he's saying, if I look at the klipas as being the shermer on the oichel inside, so at this point in time, they're not considered different min. Lomikir pselus klipa, no, say that again, lomikir klipa pselus, kibbe derchaya b'hochi v'dayim merobin. And that was normal to do that. So at that point in time, so again, you would remove whichever one's easier to remove, which might mean taking the klipas out of the kernels as opposed to the kernels out of the klipa. Okay, is that the Mishnah Berurah?
I understand the rationality of the reasoning. If the item is in the shell, it's 1 min, so where's the issue of barer? I have a peanut. Peanut's it's in the shell. I don't say the shell is not absolute until I separate them.
Correct. That's what he's saying. That's why it's mutter.
He says, "Well, we creep psoilus."
It's not considered psoilus.
Yeah, because it's not a separate unit. It's
one unit.
Yeah, unit.
Right.
So you don't have psoilus. You don't have good and you don't have bad. It's just
correct. But we still say that the law of kal still applies, because if Chazal said that the process that we should be done in the way which is less tircha and yomtiv, so
no, it's after I separate them.
I'm doing that now. I want to separate the two. Now I want to take. So saying theoretically, I have no halachic issue of taking the shells away from the nuts.
I hear this. I'm just questioning the language, I think.
Okay. How would you write it?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Simcha Shabura. Sivkat Mivav. Barakadark, right? So you could do it in the normal fashion. You take the bad from the good. You don't have to do the good from the bad. Since the case with the oichel was more, it's preferred in this scenario to do the lesser, one which is less tircha, which is the psalus, should be taken out of the oichel. Okay. The Ramah adds, "There's only mutter if you plan to use it on Yom Tov." So now the Mishnah says, "What's the Ramah adding? Obviously, you can't do malach on Yom Tov for the next day." Obviously, you can't do it the other round. But rather, the Ramah over here is coming to tell me the other round, the heter. And normally, by Barer, by Shabbos, we say there are three conditions you need to make Barer, to do Barer in a way which is permitted. It's for immediate use, good from bad, and only by hand. Here I'm telling you, you can do it bad from good, even with a kli, and even for later in the day. That's really what the Ramah is saying. As long as you want to use it sometime that day, even though not for immediate use. Your goal is not to use it right away, but later on in the day. So on Shabbos, a person takes good from bad by hand for later in the day. Shabbos, even if he took the good from the bad, he's going to be chayiv if he does it for later in the day. So Kabbal Kharban is going to be chayiv on Shabbos if it's the bad from the good. And here in Yom Tov, I'm doing the bad from the good with a tamchoy for later in the day. Kamashal, along the shore over here, it's Motu. Then it's a bar, but Yom Tov is them in a Torah. It's not Malach of bar. There's no way to a bar over here because Kiman do the Sarah Chachon Nefesh, but by Yom. It's being used for Achol Nefesh purposes. It's like baking and cooking. So why can't you use a sifter? Rak benafil kvor osu chachamim mishum demechzi kaman da obed l'sarach mocher. But you may do it with kalim, which are made for this purpose, which these things would facilitate large amounts at one time. So people will see it looking as if you're doing it for large for tzarach mocher. The derech breyer b'kalim alol ulasus liyamim harbe. Kvashim stav daliyah b'sif aleph. So the mashal, if a person wants to, we saw back way back when in Hilchos Shabbos that peeling is also called berer. It's a form of berer. It's a chiddush in the law of peeling that you, even if you're taking the bad from the good, it's still mutter because that's a derech achila, how to do it. But you obviously on Shabbos a person could not use a peeler to peel an apple because even if berer is mutter, it's not mutter with a kli, and the peeler is a kli. On Yom Tov, to use a peeler, there are many places which say that it's mutter.
Could you use a knife?
You could. We're on Shabbos, you can use a knife, right?
I mean, no, to peel an apple.
We're on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Yeah. But to use a peeler is osur. But on Yom Tov, Mishnah Berurah said the only reason Chazal osur kalim is because it looks like you're doing, it's a type of a kalim which you can do large amounts with for a lot of days. So a person takes out a sifter, you can sift a large amount of flour, etc. But, you know, a peeler, it's one apple at a time. So it's not something which has this derech of doing a large amount for large days with it. So therefore, there's no reason why Chazal would ask. I mean, a rice, it's obviously, but even in abundance, it's not us, or they didn't ask. Kishach Maruba, that's a case where the oichel was more. In the case where there's more oichel, it's better to take out the psalus, which is less tircha. Vim heim shavim bekamusim, if they're equal, and there's a tircha involved, is 50-50. Barim ezem shiyirtza, so then you do whatever you want. But he says, okay, ma oichel hudak. The case with the oichel, again, is thinner, smaller items. There might be the total amount are equal, but there's more tircha in the oichel because it's smaller, thinner pieces, so it's going to be more effort to pick them out. So then you burn psalus, then you do psalus because that's the less tircha. So your goal is less tircha. Then he said, if the tircha of the brevis psalus from the oichel is more. Even though there's more oichel, so you, I tell you to take the pselus in that case. But if the pselus is yoyser, for example, the pselus who dak ma'oy, the yesh tarach ravla vorerum, those are very small items. Even though there's less of them, but they're smaller and harder to get a hand on, so it's more tircha. So then it would be more proper to take the oichel in that situation. The last thing he said is limikri klipa pselus, a case where the nuts are still sitting on the shell. We don't look at them as a different item. So then whatever you want to do, you can do. You can take the bad from the good from the bad. Either, you know, doesn't make a difference. Because it's not, right now, it's not. It doesn't have a status of, there's a taruvus over here that you have an iser of brerim. Even so, they say it would make sense to take the one which is less tircha. The way you understand this concept, I would give you the following idea. There is a bir alocha in the beginning in the Simchat Torah which deals with alocha barer. He says, the person goes and he's burr, the loch of burr is taking the pselus from the oichel. So the act is taking the pselus. You have no need for the pselus. So why isn't a loch of shen asichel agufa? He brings it, this is the Balamor asks this kasha. Why isn't every burr the raisa, which is taking pselus from the oichel, why isn't that loch of shen asichel agufa? Because you're taking something you don't need. Right? So he says that the answer is, that we look at there's a taruvus here, and you're doing an act of bimisak on the taruvus, and you want that. So the malacha isn't taking the item, the pselus away. The malacha is being misak and making this taruvus, this pile here, more usable by getting rid of the pselus and having a more usable pile. So the malacha isn't putting this there. The malacha is fixing up this pile, and that's malacha shechel gufa. So I have to start with a pile which has a problem, and I'm fixing it. Well, if I look at the pile, I say, listen, I don't see a problem. I see nuts being very happily protected by their shells, and the nuts are very happy, and the shells are very happy, and everybody's very happy. What's the problem? So you can't call it a tikkun. Yeah, now I have the nuts which I want to eat. That's the next stage. But there was something which needed a tikkun be'etzim in the pile, because right now they have a function together that it's called a tikkun when I change it. We consider malacha tzichel gufa in that situation. Okay.
When considered a tikkun, you take the shells off.
You take
nuts.
The right. So you don't say that because right now the shells, because the shells are the shomer for the nuts. So right now the shells have a primary function. You want them there. They're good being there. You want to go to the next stage. So that's not called that there's a pile which needs a tikkun, which you're fixing.
You're allowed to do that and you have to fan them.
Lachar, according to this argument, this should be Mutter and Shabbos also. The only issue is, if you'd want to do that not for immediate use, would it be mutter on Shabbos? So that he says before that's also.
How do you look at a sticker on a piece of fruit? Is that anything to be concerned with?
Is it, the more distinct something is, the less the problem of burr it is. So usually, sometimes you can say, you know, where the sticker, where, the sticker directly on the spot where it's sitting on the fruit. It's not so clear where the sticker ends and the fruit starts. That might be a teruvah issue. But if you cut the whole piece off. Chazani says, you know, when a person has a fly in his soup. So Mr. Burr basically says you take your spoon and you take out some soup with the fly and it's okay. He says, what's the lumdus? The lumdus is we're making a mistake. There's no taruvus between the fly and the soup. Most of the soup has no shachas to the fly. The only taruvus is this little area right around the fly where the legs of the flies are sitting in the soup and you can't really see where the legs end and the soup starts. That's where the taruvus is. So what you've done, you haven't fixed the terubas, you removed the whole terubas. You took the whole terubas of the fly and soup, where that's the terubas, and you put it somewhere else. So you have, there is no malacha, there is no, that's not the heter of the good, it's a little bit of good, but the bad is mutter. The heter is that you remove the whole terubas. So the only place where the terubas is where the sticker touches the fruit, and I cut off an area around that, so I took off the whole terubas. I didn't fix the terubas. Gimel. Ein mesanin achardol besedetah shaloi. I would love to see exactly how they did this, because it just so many times comes up in the Gemara. Sinon is when you let something hang in a very, very fine mesh bag, and eventually the liquid drips out and the salad stays inside.
Sifting,
straining. It's not straining. It's straining. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. So they used to do a sinon on the chardol as mustard seed. And you would pulverize it and then put it into this bag, and it would hang there. And or you put it through a strainer, and the good usable stuff would come out to the bottom, and the bad stuff would stay on top inside the bag, inside the strainer. So you can't do that. So Mr. Brewer says, apparently, we seem to be saying, I would use a regular piece of cloth I don't usually use for this purpose. So that wouldn't be us. It's only if you do Mesenena Shaloi, it's normal thing that's used for sinum is aser. Number one. Number two, vein mematkin oisoi, they used to caramelize it. Sweeten it, you know, when you take a starch and you caramelize it, so it turns into a sugar and sweetens. So there's starches, there's carbohydrates in the mustard. And you would do it by putting a very hot coal in there, and it would cause the seeds around it to cook a little bit, and they would caramelize. So you can't do that. But
caramelize?
Caramel is
caramel.
It's like a sweet type of a. So caramel is the act of making something is sweet, making it turn into a sugar from a starch. So you can't do that with gechel shel eitz. What they used to do is they would throw a hot coal in there. So while it's flavoring the chardol, which is no problem with that, it puts the gechelis out. It gets smothered. The oxygen doesn't get to the gechelis, so the gechelis gets smothered. There's kibui on the gechelis while it's caramelizing the mustard seed.
What is Bamisnenis
mean? Misnenis is a strainer. So Abel Bashel Matoches is mutter, but a red hot piece of metal to throw it in would be mutter, because it's not kibbutz, because there's no oxygen involved, it's not burning, and so you're not smothering anything. There's no kibbutz involved over there. Now, Mr. Rule pointed out there's this sort of kibbutz drabonim. A person takes a hot metal and he pours water on it and it cools it off. Red hot metal and he cools it off. That's kibbutz drabonim. But it's only drabonim for the tzarech simchus yomtiv. They're matter it. Yod aleph ainus ha mekardel the mechsi kibbutz, because it looks like you're straining it. It looks like barber. You're throwing away the subin, the husks, you know, the unwanted part of it. You can't call it bar mamish. The truth is, even the pselus part really is relechila, so it's not really. So it's not really it's everything is usable still, so that's not considered a real burr. Subin are like the discards, the bran. Subin by a would be like the husk of the seed. You can't do it in a strainer. There's more to be used something else. There be more to. They only answered in a sifter or a sieve. They didn't answer in a kanoin or a tamchoy. So over here also, if it's not, it's a regular misenenis, it's to be some type, other type of a thing which is not usually used for this type of purpose. It's a shinoi and it's mut. So he says that really we said before that bar is a malach which is mutar yamta. The only problem is Chazal answered it because people will perceive it if you use a kli which is normally used and the derech is use it for large amounts for the tzarech mocher, so then people will say that's why you're doing it. He says it, but in the case where you couldn't do it before Yom Tov, so something like the Mesenenis, which that wasn't necessarily so, so there's no reason why that should be Yosser. That's what he says from the Morgan of Ram. Then he tells you, look at the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha says, I don't get it. You know, we're going in the this is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Shita was, if you remember, that Malacha, which is something which is Echol Nefesh Mamish, there's no difference between Efshel Lasseh Semer Yantar or not. This isn't Machshirin, this is Echol Nefesh. So I want to know, don't tell me the problem over here is because it was possible to do before Yom Tov. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and Shulchan Aruch holds, even if it's possible before Yom Tov, by Eichel Nefesh, there's no such issur. So what are you forced to say? The Mesenenis with a Chardel, which is derech was due for more than one day. And it goes into the issur before of Napa and Kvora. So then even with the Yevshel Asoysur, the Gzera still exists. So even in a case where it's the actual assessment of Yom Tov, you couldn't have done it beforehand. The Bir Halacha said it's going to be Osir because the Issur here is because of this Issur. It looks like you're doing the Tzarech Yom Harbe. And the Gabi, the Issur, so much as the Tzarech Yom Harbe, or looks like it, there's no heter of Eifshel Assessor Meir of Yom Tov. Mashiach Machmirim, the Philip of Finzeh, I skipped? No. Vayma matkan is a bekechelis. Kederach shemregilin b'chol. Honiach b'soicha gechelis. Why they came mismatek? You put in this coal and it would sweeten it up. You can't do it with gechel shel eitz mishum kibui. You're doing kibui. Valvagav the habit tzarech echol nefesh. And we said before, kibui the tzarech echol nefesh is sometimes mutter. You could have done this whole process by every yomtiv. So the question of being fresh, it tastes sweet. Well, sure, if that's the reason, so therefore, in case you couldn't have done it beforehand, in that situation, it'll talk about mutter. And some say, no, even in a case where it was e-efshir, it still goes into this isser of the derech to do the yamim harbe. So it looks like you're doing the yamim harbe, which is us. Okay, b'shama teches mutter. They ain't no boyer. It doesn't really. There's no real fire. V'leka kibui midrashi. It's not considered kibui. V'avagav the ish v'kibui. It's a kibui midrabanan. Even though it has kibui midrabanan, he's here mishum simchas yamtiv. Chazal matter v'simchas yamtiv. V'mutter ayale avonim. Ayin machzas hashekel. If you want to heat up stones, not wood and not metal, but stones, so that's. He sends in the Machzor Shekel. I'm not sure what the Machzor Shekel says. Because I'm going to run the high time of Mutter Lita and Shvoit Shal Mateches in Luban, the Serech Mashka Kreshi Yischametz. Let's say I have milk and I want the milk to curdle, and you know, let's say I have some of these, you know, drinks that they, you know, the drink is the fact that it's curdled. So I want to speed up the curdling process. So I have this milk over which is not curdling so quickly. So take a white hot piece of metal, stick it inside, and it causes it to be mischametz. So you're allowed to do that, even though you're doing kibbe on the matechas, but tzarech ochel nefesh, it's only abundant tzarech nefesh, it's mutter, in roi lishtas, it will be usable later that day. There's a problem over here of a side issue of tziruf, which is the tempering of the metal. You take something which is very hot and put it into cold liquid, the sudden cooling tempers the metal. The mechanics is that the outside cools more quickly than the inside, so the inside is actually larger and the outside is smaller because it's colder, so the molecules are more closely placed to each other, but they're stretched by the fact that the inside is still hot, so that stretching strengthens it. I think that's the theory behind it. She says, Lachar, you have a problem of tseruf. Of tziruf, that you're tempering it. So your tempering is considered melacha d'oraisa. You're fixing, making it a better. The shroid was a better shroid. Now it's a stronger shroid. So it's also because of the tziruf issue. Okay. So let's say an example of where we're saying similar along the lines of using the sinanis. So the Mishnah said in a case where it's not possible for Yom Tov, it's mutter. Person cooks up some noodles, some pasta, macaroni on Yom Tov to give to the kids. So they want to put it through the calendar and to strain out the water and keep the macaroni. So that'll be mutter. It was cooked on Yom Tov. It wasn't cooked before Yom Tov, so it wasn't possible to do it. The process of straining before Yom Tov, because there's no food yet. So that'll be this din. If the kesher was not possible to do beforehand, it's going to be mutter. The only thing which they asked, because some which is the derech was to do the Yom Harbe. So pasta wasn't necessarily like that. You know, a person would cook up the pasta yidi basically for that day. They wouldn't necessarily, you know, okay, let's cook up 15 days worth of pasta now. You cook one day, you have some leftovers maybe, but you don't cook necessarily for larger amounts. There's no reason why that should be also. Okay. Dalit. Ain Terlin Amishameris Biyom Tov, the San Ain Boshmor. So now this was also a straining process. This is the straining process for wine. So the kli which is used for straining wine was called a mishameris. It also was the very thin type of a cloth, and you put the wine through there, and the sediments and the what they call the lees and the various different things in the wine would not be able to go through the mesh, and the wine would go through. So he doesn't tell me that it's also to pour the wine through the mishameris. He says, what's the first step? Am I allowed to set up this mishameris over the cask that I'm putting the wine into? So you can't even be totally mishameris. You can't even hang it up. We'll see. In the Mishnah Berurah says that what it happens really is you're making an oil. It now functions like an oil over the kli. You have the big cask, and then you have this big thing that you're making. This is acting as a covering. You know, it's like a hovering over it. It's an oil, or it's because of the dechol. Already was hanging there from before Yom Tov. Motalitim b'shemorim. You could pour in the sediments. At the bottom of the wine, you have the sediments. You pour them in, and the wine which is mixed into it will strain out, and the sediments will stay in the mishameris. The sananon to strain them out. Okay, now zakti shulchan aruch, I can do a harama. Says, you know, I need a place to store my grapefruits. So, oh, no problem. I have this mishameris, which is. Looks like a round, let's say round wooden collar, and then there's this bag which is suspended in the fine mesh bag, which is suspended beneath it. You pour the wine through, and the wine goes through the bag, and the sediment stays inside. So I said, you know, I need a place to store my grapefruits. That would be great. Hang the thing up, put the grapefruits inside over there. So now I have it hanging up. Well, you're going to hang up, you can take out the grapefruits and use it for wine, to do shimmer on your wine. The example the Shulchan Aruch gives is you hang it up to hold pomegranates. We're probably not into pomegranates, we might be more into grapefruits. And then once it's hanging up already, you're allowed to put the sediments through to the stream. All of the halachas of this area, they're similar to what we learned before back in Hilchos Shabbos, the limitations over there. So, the Mishnah Berurah says it's referring to this issue that you can't do sinun on water. Because while you're doing the sinun by water, so you're straining out the water, we said that's mutter over here, but at the same time, you're washing out the cloth. So if you do it with wine, so it's not washing out the cloth, you're making your cloth dirty. But so but when we do it with water, there's a problem of, there's going to be the malacha of washing, a malabain, which is taking place as you're putting water through the container, through the mesh.
What purpose are you putting water through the mesh?
Your purpose is to strain the water.
Why would you strain the water?
Let's say there's, you know, little pieces of whatever, you know, something in the water. So I want to filter out the water. So I put it through this fine mesh and pour my water into this big fine mesh bag, and the water will, over a period of whatever, you know, half a minute, whatever it is, will all seep through, and whatever is cellulose there is in the water will stay behind. Says they can't do that on Shabbos, they can't do that on Yom Tov, because even though we're saying that the process of shimur, of the straining, is not a problem, but there's going to be a kibbutz done to the bag at the same time. And that's awesome. Let's hold it here. So we finished the Shulchan Aruch till Sif Hei. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurah on Dalet, though, because it's time for Marit. And Ezes Hashem, Monday night should be regular. Mm-hmm.